welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
It's sort of holiday season, and you picked a poem this week that isn't really about holidays, but I'm going to twist it and turn it so that it is. It is perhaps about good cheer and good news. With all that's been going on this fall with fires and shootings and contested elections, there's still some positive things that are going on in our lives and in our neighborhoods. In medicine, we train and retrain doctors regularly on how to deliver bad news, but we really don't spend much attention to how do we give good news and how important good news can be. Even good news is often placed in the context of bad news being just around the corner. So sentences such as, "Mr. Amir, everything we did has come back suggesting that at least at the moment you're healthy," suggest that perhaps in another moment you might not be. But are there ways to give that piece of information in a more positive realm? The article that this poem is written on was published in the BMJ in 2018, and it asks the question, do our language habits prevent us from delivering good news to patients? Mark?
Yeah, I think there are more and more studies, and particularly qualitative studies, that are showing that how we talk to patients, the language we use, how we frame things is really important. And it's important about that that whole meaning of illness and of health. And the author of this commentary in the BMJ suggests that delivering good news may be more difficult than breaking bad news, and we may not be as good at it as we think. So we tend to think patients always want a diagnosis. And what they really want many times is reassurance and relief from symptoms. So as a result, negative tests that don't move us toward a diagnosis can still be good news for patients. So think about how "I can't find anything wrong" sounds. It's heavy with implication that there is something there that we just haven't found yet, but a few more tests and maybe we'll dig it up. On the other hand, saying "great news, your scan was normal, and you don't need surgery or you don't need a biopsy" has a very different feel. Kind of like when you pick up your car from the service advisor at the shop and they say, "Well, I couldn't find anything to charge you for." I'm not sure that fills you with confidence, right? So the author of this commentary questions whether we don't do the same thing in medicine, wondering if in our eagerness to diagnose or explain, we sometimes turn good news, the lack of pathology, into bad news. Focusing on delivering good news, negative findings can be reassuring for patients, even if they don't necessarily lead to a diagnosis. This approach also helps us focus on symptom control and maybe think more about treating symptoms and less about always having to reach a final diagnosis. So think about your words, think about your language, In conclusion, when I am examining a patient, just as an example, with a respiratory infection, I always try to talk to the patient as I do it. So your ears look normal, no ear infection. Your sinuses seem fine. You have no tenderness. I think you don't have a sinus infection. Your lungs are clear. You know, I want to communicate that to the patient so that when I say, "This sounds like a chest cold. I don't think you need an antibiotic for this. It's not going to make you feel better." Then they've already been prepped by hearing that they don't have a whole bunch of things that often require an antibiotic. So I think, you know, that positive message can be important.
Yeah, I think your advice is really important, and particularly talking to them as you go through the exam. I mean, too often when I observe residents doing that, you know, it's a period of 3 to 5 minutes of dead silence. And what you're suggesting, I think, is a nice way to sort of talk them through and let them know why you're doing what you're doing and the positive aspects of it. So a nice suggestion. Thanks. Happy holidays, Mark, and we will talk with you again in a week.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Exactly.
I hear you.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.